Okay, reading on in the Gemara. Maskef Lamar Zutra. What was the last step? We just established that there is such a thing as Tevech HaYedei Acher. And Remeir, who says in the Braisa that you're Chayav for being Tevech B'Shabbos, it means not for Tevech yourself on Shabbos, because then Avadi Bipata, because it's common Ramadan, you're Chayav Misa. But if you give it to a shliach to be teveyach, and he's teveyach b'Shabbos, then you'll be chayav dal v'hei. So Rav Zutra has to kasha, maskif amar Zutra, Rav Zutra has to kasha, maskif is the lashon of attacking. Rav Zutra attacked it, like in Lashon Kodesh nowadays, a hatkafa is an attack. Maskif amar Zutra, Rav Zutra has to kasha, mi gemidi, Dilu avir iu loy mechayev, avit shlichu mechayev. Could there be a thing? Mi ikamidi, is there any such thing? Dilu avir iu, that if he would do it himself, loy mechayev, he wouldn't become chayev, avit shliach, and his shlich does it, mechayev, and he becomes chayev? Meaning to say that we have a general rule, it's a svara really, in shlichos, that even though shlichos shladim kamayis say, that when you do something through a shliach, it's counts like as if you did it yourself, but it can't be more so than if you did it yourself. It can't be a more significant ma'aseh than when you do it yourself. And something that wouldn't even work if you did it yourself, surely it can't work when someone else does it. And so over here, he says, how could it be? This tvicha, right, it's a tvicha b'Shabbos. If the Ganav himself would be teveach the behem on Shabbos, he'd be pater, because he's chayav misa, so he'd be pater from the knas because he comes with rabbi. He gives it to a shliach, and the shliach shach said, now he's going to be chayav knas on dal behem. So the act of his shliach is going to have a greater impact than his own act would have had. That's Rav Zutra's, Mar Zutra's kasha. How could such a thing be? Amalei Rav Ashi told him, no, it's not a kasha. Hasam lav mishum dolei mechayav hu. That which he'd be potter from Dal Vehe if he would do it himself, it's not because he isn't Chayav. El to come with Rabbi Minei. It's just because come with Rabbi Minei that he would be getting a larger punishment. Meaning the svara that you're saying that the act of my shlich can't be more potent than my own act, that's when your own act doesn't create the din because it's not potent enough. Over here, though, the reason why you're potter when you would do it yourself is adarab, it's really because it's too potent. Because when you do the act, you're chayav misa. And when you're chayav misa, so the misa potters you from the mamain. But it's not that the act didn't have the koyach to be mechayav you the mamain. Avate, it had the koyach to be mechayav you the mamain. Just the misa potters you from the mamain. We accept the svara of miyak and midi. Could there be such a thing? If, let's say, if for whatever reason, a person would be mekadish someone, And the Kedushin wouldn't be chal, right? Let's say a person is being Mekadesh, and a sister. Kedushin are in Taifes. If he would give her a ring, the Kedushin wouldn't be chal. So he tells somebody else who's not her sister, go be Mekadesh her for me. So over there, Mar Zutra's Svara is a good Svara. Here you want somebody else to do a Maisa that you don't have the power to do, and you think that by having somebody else do it, it'll be more powerful? Can't be. Mi Kamidi. But over here, Zekter Vashi, it's true that if you would shach, you wouldn't be chayav knas adal v'hei, but not because of a lack of power in your maisa. Avada, the maisa is, if you would shach the animal that you stole, it would have the power to be chayav adal v'hei. Just, you'd be punter because there's a patur of common rabbinate. But when you give it to a shliach and there's no patur of common rabbinate, then you'll be chayav. L'chair, Rav Ashi told him, is pretty straightforward. It's, I guess, l'chair is a tzarech beer. What was Mar Zutra's havamina? It sounds like a lamdish discussion, but L'chair Rav Ashi's answering is very poshut, that it's not a lack of ability, lack of power, that makes you patur when you do it yourself. It's come with Ravine, it's because you did even more. But without, but Avadi, your Maisa had the koyach to be mechayev you. So it's a rechbir. Maybe we'll come back to another time. We'll just leave it as a ha'ara. What was Mar Zutra's great sakasha? Rav Zutra, again, he sounds like he's coming with a lamda shataina, but Rav Ashi answers is the kind of thing that, if you're following the steps of the Shakavataria carefully, what Rav Ashi said was obvious. Okay. Yes, Yaakov.
Do we say why the shaliach is not mechayev mita also?
The shliach is chayev mita. The shliach is definitely chayev mita.
Why the shaliach isn't chayev mita al yidei the shaliach?
Yeah, the shaliach, the mishaliach is not chayev mita because ain't shliach dvar aveira. I sent him to do, let's say, an act of chil Shabbos, and he's a mechal Shabbos, but ain't shliach dvar aveira. So his chil Shabbos does not accrue back to me, but his tvicha of the Geneva accrues back to me because it's a special, because there's a kasav in the parasha of tvicha umechira that over there yesh shliach dvar aveira. So that's why we're able to split it up. Okay, the Gemara goes on. Yeah, this next, really, the piece that we just did is attached to yesterday's Gemara, and now this piece is somewhat of a new beginning. The Gemara means this, Drabban de Patri. Let's go back to the Brisa now. It's a continuation, because we're still, like I said, the whole next daf, next Amud, is going to be talking about that Brisa. But the Gemara now is going back to the Brisa and saying, okay, we have this Brisa. It gave three cases, and it said the Rabbanan Pater and Rav Meir's Machayev. When we first brought the Brisa, we thought that it was a Brisa about Kamam Drav Minei, even though one out of the three was still on hold. We didn't know what the pshat was, but two out of the three at least were things that you chayav misa for a tvicha b'Shabbos, a tvicha l'avodah zara. So the Chacham said Pater. We thought, oh, that's because Kamam Drav Minei. And Rav Meir said Chayev. We thought, that's a proof that Rav Meir doesn't hold of Kamam Dravinei. That's what we originally thought when we brought in the Brisa. The Gemara says, no, that's all wrong. Rav Meir does hold of Kamam Dravinei. Everyone in the world, every Tana, accepts Kamam Dravinei. That which the Chacham and Pater over here is for a different reason. I'm sorry, that which Rav Meir, thank you, is Machayev over here is for a different reason. It's because it's B'Tevech Al Yidei Acher. It's not the case that you think it is. It's not that he was Mechal Shabbos. Someone else was Mechal Shabbos. So there's no common Rabbanim. There's no reason why he can't be Chayav the Knas of Dal V'Hei. So the Gemara says, so now we're Meir, we understand. But now the Chachamim we don't understand. We used to think the Chachamim made sense. The Chachamim said, Patrik is a common Rabbanim. But now you're telling me that it's talking about Tebech HaLidei Acher, that the Ganav, who'd become Chayav Dal V'Hei, he didn't be Mechal Shabbos. Somebody else was Mechal Shabbos. So there's no common Rabbanim. So why is he Patrik? I stole an animal, and I shechted it. Not me personally. I helped all my shliach to shecht it. But yesh shliach, right? Yesh shliach ledvar aver. In the particular aver of tficho mechira, we have a pasuk that teaches us that shlichas helps. That if tevech al yidei acher is also chayev. So I didn't actually literally shecht it, but that's not what's pottering me. I had it shechted, and that's a mechayev. I stole an animal. I had it shechted, and be'etzem that should be mechayev me. But nevertheless, Chacham says that I'm Pater because it's something unique about these three cases, that it's Shabbos, or Rabbi Dezara, or Shara Nisko, that's what makes me Pater. So the Gemara now wants to understand what's Pshat in that Pater according to the Chachamim. V'ibu Tevech HaYidei Acher, Raitamad Rabbanan DePatri. If the Brisa is talking about a Tevech HaYidei Acher, so why then do the Rabbanan say that you're Pater? So the Gemara says, Amri, we could say, Man Chachamim Reb Shimon. The Chachamim of this Brisa is the Reb Shimon that we learned in the Mishnah. The Amar Shchita She'eini Ru'uya Leishma Shchita. He holds that a Shchita She'eini Ru'uya, an invalid Shchita, doesn't count as a Shchita. What does it mean, an invalid Shchita? Shchita, that's not Matir, the animal. The Shchita is what makes an animal into kosher meat. And a Shchita She'eini Ru'uya, a Shchita which isn't valid, so not only isn't it good in Hilchas Kashrus, but it also isn't going to be good in the parasha of Tvichu Mechira. You're chayev a knas for shechting it. Let's speak out, let's mention first. It goes without saying that if you just kill the animal without a real shechita, then for sure there's no knas of Dal Bei. Even though Misvara, I don't know why, that's exeris hakasav. Whatever svaris we would think that it's nishtarish b'chet, it's shana b'chet, I stole your animal, and then not only that, I even shechted it, so shooting it, might strike us as having the same svara. But that's clear. That's
Dibirakol?
What? Dibirakol? This is Dibirakol, I think so, yeah. I think that was Poshut HaChazal, that when the Torah said utvacha, the Torah meant, literally, utvacha, that there's a shechita, with a kosher shechita. If it doesn't meet all the requirements of a kosher shechita, then it's not mechayev knas b'dal v'hei. It has to be done with, you know, there's four conditions that the Gemara says in Chulin for a kosher shechita. It has to be done properly. That a Rav HaMachshir would say that the shechita was done well. That all Tanaim agreed to. Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, everyone agrees that it has to be a kosher shechita. But the Chachamim hold that once the shechita was kosher, if the meat will then be unkosher for a different reason, like the Gemara, the Mishnah gave an example. I shechted the animal, and then it was nimseis treifa. So the treifa, it's not a plum nevela. Nevela means an animal I didn't shecht. Here, I shechted the animal. It's not a nevela anymore. But it had some blemish, some injury inside that renders it a treifa. You're not allowed to eat it. This is the other example in the Mishnah. It was Chulin Bazara, right? I shechted an animal which was Chulin in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to shecht a Chulin like an animal. That's not hektish. That's not a carbon. You're not allowed to shecht it there. If you do, you're not allowed to eat that. So the meat is unfit to eat, not because of a problem in the shechita. The shechita was a proper shechita, but it wasn't matter the animal. Those are the two examples of the Mishnah, either Chulin Ba'azara or Hashechet V'Nimseis Treifa. Those are two examples where the Shechita was a proper Shechita, but the meat doesn't become mutter for a side reason. That's what's called the Shechita She'ina Ruya. Again, it's a little bit misleading. The first time you read the words, you might think Shechita She'ina Ruya means an improper Shechita. That's not what it means. An improper Shechita, every Tana agrees, is not Machayev and Da'alvei. But a Shechita She'ina Ruya means it was a proper Shechita, but there's something else that's holding back the kashrus of the meat. And there's a machlokes between the Tanakam and the Mishnah and Rav Shimon. The Tanakama holds that as long as the shechita was good, even if the meat's not kosher for a side reason, you chayav dal v'hei. But Rav Shimon held no. Shechita she'ein ruya leishma shechita. Any shechita that's not matir, the meat is not considered a shechita, it's not machayav in the knas of dal v'hei. So the Gemara says that the rabbanon of this braisa that say that a shechit v'shabbos or a shechit l'vayde zer or a shechit Shara Niskal, Gedim Shara Niskal, V'Shachtai, in those cases, the reason why the Chachamim say that you're part, again, you did it Al-Yaday Acher, so there's no issue of Kimon V'Rabbinay. So why aren't you Chayav Knas of Dal V'Hei? And don't tell me, oh, because it's Al-Yaday Acher, because Shlichus helps for Dal V'Hei. You have Teveach or Reicher Al-Yaday Acher, Be'asim should be Chayav. But in these cases, it's part, you know why? Because the meat's not kosher. You Shechted, and we'll start now with Shara Niskal, which was always the outlier, that was one that we didn't really understand, but now that's the easiest of them. A Shara Niskal is Asur B'Hana. No one's allowed to eat the meat of a Shara Niskal, you're not even allowed to sell the meat of a Shara Niskal, it's Asur B'Hana. So if I stole a Shara Niskal and I shechted it, I came to Chayav Knas Adal V'Hei because this Shechita did not produce kosher meat. It's like Sheikhav and Nimsi's Treifa in the Mishnah. It didn't produce kosher meat. Therefore, Chacham say that you're part of from Dal V'Hei. Not because it was Al-Yaday Acher. The Braisa is Al-Yaday Acher, but that's not relevant. It's relevant in Rameyer. Rameyer who said Chayav needs to be Al-Yaday Acher, because otherwise there would be a Torah of Kamal Rabbanei. The Chachamim who say Pater, it happens to be that it was Al-Yaday Acher, but that's not a relevant part of their Shita. The reason why it's Pater is because it was a Shechita She'ini Ruya. Because, for example, in the case of a Shara Niskal, it's Ein Ruya. No one's allowed to eat this meat. There says that the Shara Niskal is Asa Bahana. So that's why the Chachamim say Pater. Because Man Chachamim Rav Shimon. Who's the Chachamim of the Braisa? It's the Rav Shimon of the Mishnah. Right? Not to be confused, because in the Mishnah there was the Chachamim that argued with Rav Shimon. So the Chachamim of the Braisa are not like the Chachamim of the Mishnah. Chachamim of the Braisa are Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. The Amr who said Shechita She'ini Ruya Leishma Shechita. And so the cases in this Braisa are examples of Shechita She'ini Ruya. The Sheichet Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, or Shara Niskal are examples of where the meat does not become kosher, and that's why it does not become mutar b'achila, and that's why the Chachamim said that you're not chayiv the knas dal v'hei for those shechitas. And then the Gemara asks, wait, let's go through the three cases in the Braisa and just make sure that we follow why each one the meat's not kosher. Amri, we say every step on this page is, or many of the steps on this page start with the word Amri. It's a little unusual. It's not an unusual word, but it's unusual that we had quite a few, I think, on this Amud. Amri, we say, Bishlama avodah zarah v'shara niskal shechita she'ini ruya hi. I understand two out of the three why there's Chidushin and Ruyish are in a skull, because Tursi's not allowed to eat it. Avodizara also, if you shecht a cow of Avodizara, so it becomes Asavahana. Avodizara is Asavahana. This cow is not Avodizara, literally, it's not a cow that's worship, but it's a cow that's been offered in the service of Avodizara. That also becomes Asavahana. So those two, I understand that there are Chidushin and Ruyish, that the meat's not Mutra Bachila because it's Asavahana, Koshkin is Asavahila. El Shabbos, but Shabbos, why is that a Shechit Hashem Rui? I shechted a cow on Shabbos, and am I now not allowed to eat from that meat? The Gemara says it's a Shechit Rui. The Tanan, as we learned, the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Chulin that says exactly that, that if you shecht on Shabbos, the meat becomes mutter. Okay, we'll come back to that. That'll be the next sugya, Shechit the Shabbos. Let's put that on hold. But the Gemara says two out of the three cases we understand very well. Sheichet l'avodizara, I'm sorry, sheichet sharaniskol. That's the easiest because it's already a sharaniskol, meaning it's a sharaniskol from last week. It broke out of the owner's house, whatever barn, and went and killed somebody. So it has a din of a sharaniskol that's supposed to be killed in Beisit, and now it's asav hanon, it's asav achila. Then someone went and he stole it, and then he gave it to a shliach, and the shliach shechted it. Obviously, that's a shechit Hashem Uriya, because it's a sharanis cult. No one's been able to eat that meat. The case of Avodah Zarah is a little trickier. The case of sharanis cult was that it was already asur b'hana, and then I shechted it. So, my shliach shechted it. So, we were shechting a behemoth that's asur b'hana. So, obviously, it's going to be asur. In the case of Avodah Zarah, it was a perfectly fine kosher animal. It was a cow, a regular cow, whose shechita could have been matir b'achila. But at the moment of the shechita, we did something that made it asur b'hana. We shechted it l'Avodah Zarah. And that makes it asur b'hana. So these two, the Gemara says they're bishlama. There are two cases that are bishlama. Bishlama means bishalim, right? Peace, right? We're at peace with two cases. But the two cases are not quite the same. One case, I recall, we're at super peace. Right? One case is very easy. It's an animal that's usur, and I shecht it. So obviously that's a shechit Hashem Ruya. The second case is tricky. The second case is that the shechit l'avodah zarah is an animal that was mutter, but I shechted it in a way that makes it usur. And the Gemara says, okay, fine, but that also makes it a shechit Hashem Ruya, because now that I shechted it, l'avodah zarah becomes usur. Rashi is ma'irer that this second case, the case of l'avodah zarah, does not go down so smoothly. Because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Daled says that there's a klal, Ein Adam Oiser Dover She'inei Shalai. A person cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to him. I could do things to my own chafetzim to make them asr, but I can't make your chafetzim asr. And so, for example, the Gemara says, "Hamishtachave leparas chaveira lebehemas chaveira." If I go and I bow down to your cow, I say, "Oh cow, you who created heaven and earth," or "Oh you cow who represents the powers of heaven," I'm bowing down to worship you, and I prostrate myself in front of the cow. So, right, that's what I do there. That's worshiping a cow. If you do it to your own cow, the cow becomes asur b'hana. But if I do it to your cow, then I can't make it asur b'hana because it's not mine. So it remains mutter. So Rashi is bothered. So over here, I stole someone's cow. I gave it to my shliach. I told him to go shecht it. And he goes and he shechts it l'avodah zarah. Does it become asur? It's not his. We're calling it a shechit she'ein ruya because it's asur, because Avodah Zarah is asur b'hana. No one's allowed to eat from it. But that's only if the shame of a desire is called. There was no prior shame of a desire. We're trying to make it into a Avodah Zarah cow right now. But I have Levi asuring Reuven's cow. Remember, it's Reuven's cow. Shimon stole it, gives it to Levi. Levi's shechting it. And Levi's trying to asur Reuven's cow. I mean, he's not trying to asur, but he's shechting it, and we'd like a chalais to be chal on it, then it becomes asur. But it's Levi asuring Reuven's cow. So Rashi says, the reason why it works is because, let's take a look at the Rashi inside. Rashi, b'shlamah v'dezer v'sharan disko, l'isri anah, nimu dizah v'ol t'isri anah. Don't remember sachat v'dezer, because the Gemara says in v'dezer, that af al pi sha'amru, that even though they said, that by bowing down to someone's cow, you don't make it asr, but also by maisa, if you do an act to the cow asr, then you do asr. So in other words, this rule of ein adam aisiv davar she'ini shaloi, that you can't ask for something that's not yours, that somebody else's, that's not an absolute rule. There's a big exception to that. It really, we shouldn't call it a rule, one cannot aser something that isn't his. We should really call it a difficulty. It's harder to aser something that isn't yours. So what do I mean it's harder? Something that's mine, I can aser it even if I do something about the object. But to aser something that's someone else's, I have to do something to the object. I have to physically interact with the object. So the Gemara says that there's a big distinction between bowing down to it and shechting it. Bowing down to it, where the cow stays over there, the cow standing there, and I bow down. You know, I give this whole speech to the cow, and I bow down, and I worship it. But the cow, you know, the cow's not paying any attention to me. The cow is saying moo, just like before, and I'm doing my thing. So that doesn't affect a behemoth chaveirah. But if I actually shecht the cow, so there's a much closer interaction with the cow, there I'm doing a maisa to the cow, so then the fact that it belongs to someone else doesn't protect it anymore. Then the cow is really dead. You can't say I couldn't have any effect on it. Of course I affected it. So also, maisa gives me the power to affect even somebody else's cow. It's harder to aser someone else's cow, but if you try hard enough, you can do it. Also, by maisa, if you do a real maisa in asr. So Rashi says that's the pshat in our Gemara. So again, our Gemara says bishlama. There are two cases that are easy. Like Rashi, well, they're not both so easy, but they both work. The shura niskel case, that's easy. The shura niskel was already in asr b'hana. So of course, if you shecht it, it's a shechita shenuri. It's not going to make the meat mutter because the meat is already asr. The shechita l'avodah zarah case is harder because it wasn't asr. You're trying to make it asr. And there's a problem. Could you really make this cow asr? It's not your cow. But Zot Rashi, but there's a solution. When the Gemara says Bishlama, the Gemara means that we have a way of overcoming that problem. And that's because even though by bowing down towards the cow, in the direction, but asa b'maisa, if you actually shecht the cow, then you're able to ask for it, even though it's not yours. So our Gemara is relying on that distinction that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, and therefore over here when you shecht l'Avodah Zarah, yes, you're able to ask for it, and so it's a shechita sheirin uriya. So the Gemara says bishlama that case is easy to understand, that the Shara Niskal and Avodah Zarah cases are both clear cut cases of shechita sheirin uriya, because by shechting you're able to ask for even someone else's cow.
Actually, that's
not exactly
the case of the Gemara. The Gemara says the
Braisa
wasn't
the Shofar
of
the Zara,
right?
The Braisa says Sheikh
Alavi Zara. I actually just wanted to defend myself. Actually, was it just being ordered? This was always the understanding of the Gemara, and it fits nicely with this other Gemara in Zara. He's not telling us, she's not changing the case.
Rashi's not making a new Kimta. Right. Rashi was just saying that. Basically, we're actually saying that if you know half of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you'd think there's a problem. But if you know the whole Gemara, there's no problem. Meaning, if you remember, hey, didn't we once learn, then you'd have a problem. But if you know the whole Gemara over there, the Gemara actually says that with bowing, you can't aser a dervish ein shalai. But with slaughtering, you could aser a dervish ein shalai. And over here, with slaughtering, so no problem, you could aser a dervish ein shalai. That's how Rashi says over the Gemara. Tosfos. Tosfos makes two ha'arais that Rashi really oversimplified. Rashi left out some details of the Gemara. Tosfos is okay with it. Tosfos just says that you do have to add some stuff. First of all, this distinction that Rashi says, don't remember half a Gemara, right? You have to remember the whole Gemara. The Gemara says that if you asa b'maisa, if you do a real physical act, then you could aser it. So Tosfos, the Gemara doesn't say that that's a fact. The Gemara says that that's an opinion. It's a machlokes about that. Some say yes, some say not. Okay, so our Gemara that says Bishlama, our Gemara that says that we understand why this is Shechita Sheni Uriya, it's going like the Manda Omar, that Asa B'maisa you're able to Aser. That's the first half of Tosfos. Hach Sugyam, where the Tosfos Dibra Maschil Bishlama Avodah Zarah, on the third wide line in the Tosfos, Mishlama v'dizer v'sharan niskal shchid sheni ruyi. Tesis says, the Gemara said that Avodah Zarah, we understand that it's Shechita Sheni Ruya. Really? Avodah Zarah? Shechel Avodah Zarah, is that a Shechita Sheni Ruya? Why? Because it becomes Asa Bahana? I in Adamai Zedavah Sheni Shalai? So Rashi said, because you're Asa Bahamaisa? Is that so Pashut? So Tesis starts at that point. And Tesis says, Hach Sugya Asi Kaman Da Omer Bahashoichet. Our Gemara is going like that man Da Omer in... Oh, in Maseches Chulin, that's what's going on in the Gemara, Avodah Zarah. But in Maseches Chulin, the Gemara says that there's a machlokes about it. Our Gemara is going like that man, the Amar in Maseches Chulin, that Adam Oisir Dovish Eini Shaloi, Ba'asa Ba'maisa. That one could aser someone else's thing if he does something very substantial, if he does a real Maisa. The Pluk to the Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoim. So Rashi quotes it as if it's a fact, it's a given, that otherwise it's a devish in Shalai, as long as he's asa b'maisa. Tesis says, really, the machlokes is tanoim about that, but okay, fine, our Gemara, we're not asking any kashas. What Rashi said is good, we just need to make it better. We just need to point out that there's a machlokes about that, and our Gemara is going like that man, the Amar, who holds that way. I'm trying to remember, Tesis is about my second ta'ara on Rashi, is that the Gemara makes a distinction which makes a big problem for our Gemara. The Gemara says that which Adam Iser Davish Einish Aloy, if he's Asa Bamaisa, which, right, if I slaughter someone else's cow, La Avodah Zarah, then I make it Asa. Because you can't ignore a Maisa of Shechita, right? You could ignore a Maisa of Shachava. I'm bowing down, the cow is saying moo, we could ignore, and I'm not the owner. I'm irrelevant. But you can't ignore a Mais of Shechita. But the Gemara says, yeah, a Mais of Shechita, that's La Avodah Zarah, really asers. You can't ignore that. But you could doubt that it was really meant. Again, I shefted the cow, that's in dispute. Well, I shefted the cow, the cow is over here and its head is over there. That's clear, I shefted it. But that I shefted it La Avodah Zarah, what makes that so clear? So you can tell me, well, I made a whole Hashem Yichud, right? I said, I hereby intend to worship the sun god and the moon god and the Jupiter god by slaughtering this animal, and I slaughtered the animal, right? So it seems pretty clear. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, maybe you're just saying that because you want to make this other person's animal trade, right? Non-kosher. You want to ruin the guy's animal, so you make believe that you're Shechem Avodah Zarah. Now, why would you make up such a thing? Well, because most Jews don't believe in the sun god and the moon god and the Jupiter god. Right? That's not what you're taught in yeshiva. You're taught in yeshiva to worship a one god. So when somebody comes along and says, I'm slaughtering this to some other god, we're suspicious about that. We don't think it's necessarily true. The Gemara says that, so it depends. If it's a guy that comes over and says, I'm shechting this cow for the sun god and the moon god and the Jupiter god, then Avadi, your cow becomes Aser, even though it's not his, right? It's your cow. The guy came and slaughtered it without your permission. But still, he's Aser, but Maisa, he can ask for Dovah Shein Shaloi, because the Maisa is a substantial Maisa. And did he mean it? Yeah, he meant it. He meant, when he says sun god, he means sun god, because he's a guy. He worships the sun god. But when a Jew comes along, so even though he was Asa B'maisa, that, yeah, we can't deny, he really shechted this cow, but that which he said he's doing it for the sun god, the moon god, we don't believe him. Because maybe he's doing it just to be mitzayer you, to upset you. And so the Gemara says that your cow doesn't become Asar. In other words, Reuben can't Asar Shimon's cow. Even when he's Asa B'maisa, and even though we hold that Asa B'maisa is enough to overcome the problem, it's not a problem now that it's not his, but we still say that it doesn't work because Litzu'ure Kamachav, and he just means to bother him, to annoy him, to upset him, but he doesn't really mean to be worshipping anything. And if he doesn't really mean to be worshipping anything, then the cow will become Asa. So Taiz is bothered. So that's the Maskanas HaGemara over there in it tells you, it's quoting from the Gemara in Chulin, that Va'amar Hasam, in time of Tesis, Va'amar Hasam, that Fulu Madama Adam Iser, that even if you hold, one can ask for someone else's thing. I think we're over there Now, usually all that someone can ask of someone else's things, a goy can ask for a Jew's cow by worshipping it, by slaughtering it as an act of worship. We assume that he just means to be annoying you, upsetting you. But then the shechita is still a good shechita, meaning since we don't really believe that he means to be doing it l'avoy dezara, so there's no reason the meat should become asa. The meat's going to be mutter meat, since he's only doing it l'tzurei. So why is the shechita she'ein ruya? So again, this bishlama, right, the Gemara starts off saying that two out of three cases were easy. But one of those two cases is turning out to be very difficult. Right? For the l'avoy dezara case, it wasn't l'avoy dezara. You're just trying to come in to make it l'avoy dezara now. It's not so easy to make it into Avodah Zarah. It's not yours. So Rashi started the discussion. He said, yeah, but also b'maisa, that's good enough. For cases, but not everybody holds that way. Okay, fine. But our Gemara is going like the man, the Omar, that holds that when you also b'maisa, you could ask the Devashen Nishalai. But there's still a problem. Even that man, Omar, only holds that a goy could ask her. Because by a goy, we accept that he really means it, l'shem Avodah Zarah. But when a Jew does it, even though he has the power to ask her, but he would only ask her if he really worships Avodah Zarah with this, and we're not inclined to believe that a Jew is really worshiping Avodah Zarah, so we think it's more likely that he's just trying to bother you, let's do Ure, to be Mitzayer him, and so the meat doesn't become Aser. So how do you have a case of the Sheikhet Asering the meat, that it should be a Shechita She'ein Ruya? Again, Argomar wants to say that the Chachamim say that the Ganim is Potter from the Knas, because when the Shliach Shechs to Avodah Zarah, it's a Shechita She'ein Ruya. And Rav Shimon, who holds Leishma Shechita, that's why I'm part of the Knas. But why is it Shechita She'ein Ruya? Well, because the meat's not kosher, the meat's also to eat because it's Avodah Zarah. But if we don't trust that he really meant Avodah Zarah, then the meat is mutter to eat. So then I should be Chayav Knas Adal Behei. That says this is Kasha. Now, Tosis, just as a fast aside, I just throw out a quick point to understand Parsha Pshat and Tosis, but Tosis leaves it out. Tosis says, this doesn't make any sense because the Gemara in Chulin says that you could ask for someone else's cow is only if you're a goy, but not if you're a yid. So our Gemara doesn't make sense. Right? Who told Tosis that our Gemara is talking about a yid? Maybe our Gemara is talking about a goy. Maybe the case is that if it's a goy, then it's taka shechita she'ein ruya, then it becomes avodah zarah and the meat aser. So maybe the case of the Gemara is a goy. So Tosis obviously holds, no, that's for sure not true. So you might say, well, because a goy is not a bar shechita. You might say that a goy is not a bar shlichos. And so you wouldn't be chayav knas v'dal v'hei if he sent a goy to do it. That, though, would be totally on the discussion we had yesterday with Marit. Marit had a chiddush that you don't really need real shlichos for this. It's al yedei acher, it's not totally a real shlichos. But there's a second reason. The second reason why you can't be talking about a goy is because a goy is not a bar shechita. You can't have a goy be a sheichet of an animal. If a goy shechs an animal, it doesn't become kosher. So that's why. So there are one and maybe two good reasons why Tosis knew for a certainty to the Rapasha that we're talking about a Yisrael over here, not a goy. Tosis doesn't speak this out, but Tosis just says that the Gemara doesn't make sense because a Yisrael doesn't ask for your cow, only a goy does. Implicit in Tosis is, and everybody knows that we're not talking about a goy over here. But Tosis doesn't say how we all know that. So there's one good reason is because, right, Tosis might simply mean because a goy can't be a sheichet. If a goy shechts an animal, the animal doesn't become mutter to eat. That's one explanation. The other explanation possibly is because a goy can't be a shliach. And if you send a goy to be teveyach or meicher, you're not going to be chayav dal dehei. But that one is debatable, like we said yesterday, according to the Marit, possibly this shlichos would be different and would work like day God. Okay, but Al-Kapanim, we're holding with Tosis, is kasha, Tosis is bothered. How is this a shechita she'ein ruya? How does this meat become usser? It's a Yisrael, and a Yisrael, we would assume that he's just kidding about the Avodah Zarah. We wouldn't think Yisrael really means the Avodah Zarah. He's probably just doing it to be mitzayer you. The Shloimer, so Tosis answers. The Bach puts in the word the Ma'iri that it's talking about. That Kishenosan Rishus Lishliach Lishchait That I gave the cow to this other to the shliach. Right, Shimon gives the cow to Levi and says, Levi, I'd like you to shecht this cow. Kirtzoini, you may shecht it however you want. Vafulu avaydazara, you want to shecht it as an act of worship to a pagan religion, and that's fine with me too. He spoke out that it's fine with him. So at that point, you can't say anymore that he just means to be mitzar him, because it's not mitzar him. Right? Or the Gemara Chulin says that if somebody walks over to my cow and he says, "Hey, we're going to mezuma to shechta for the sun god and the moon god," so we think it's a bunch of baloney. He doesn't really mean it because he's just trying to get me upset. But that's because presumably I would be upset if I knew that he was shechting it for avodah zarah. But what if I told him in advance, "You are. It's fine with me if you shecht el avodah zarah." In that case, then he can't be doing it to bother me because it's not going to bother me. So why is he doing it? There's only one reason, because he really wants to worship the sun god. So at that point, we would take him seriously, and then the meat would be us, or it would be a shechita she'eino ra'uya. So Zakai says that must be the case. The case must be that he had the permission of the ganav to shecht it for whatever he wants, even avodah zarah. So then we can no longer say l'tzuri k'machavin. And that's why it's the real avodah zarah, and it really becomes aser, and it's a shechita she'eino ra'uya. We're almost done. We've almost completely explained why this is a shechita she'eino ra'uya. Again, this is the bishlama, right? Why the Gemara says this one is easy. Avodah zarah, that's easy. That's a shechita she'eino ra'uya. So Rashi started it, Taisus continued. We had a hard time explaining why it's a shechita she'eino ra'uya. But if we make this ukimta, that the ganav told him, "I don't care what you do, you could even shecht avodah zarah," then we understand why it's a shechita she'eino ra'uya. Except for one last problem. And that's why there's still five words left in Taisus. The ganav told him, "I don't care what you do, you could even do it avodah zarah." So if you have his permission, so you can't be doing it to be mitzayer him. But one second, but what is the good? So you're not doing it to be mitzayer the ganav. What is the ganav important for? It's not his animal. It's the owner's animal, right? Don't forget Reuben. Why are we calling this ganav Shimon, right? Because don't forget Reuben. Shimon stole it from Reuben. Shimon gives it to Levi and says, "You can check it for whatever you want. You can even check it for avodah zarah." So Gemara says, "Oh, so now it's obviously real avodah zarah because he's not doing it to bother Shimon because he has Shimon's permission. Shimon says he doesn't mind." But for Taisus, right? One last kasha of Taisus, but maybe he's doing it to bother Reuben. It's not Shimon's cow, it's Reuben's cow. So what does it help that he has Shimon's permission to make it into avodah zarah? He doesn't have Reuben's permission to make it into avodah zarah. So maybe he really is doing it to bother. So Taisus Zefer has to add, last step, Shashliach Sabar Shu Shalganam. So the case over here is, in the Gemara it wasn't clear, but Taisus says to understand this line of the Gemara, we have to add that Levi doesn't know about Reuven. If Levi knew about Reuven, the whole Gemara might be different. But we're talking about where Levi doesn't know about Reuven. What do I mean Levi doesn't know about Reuven? The guy that I tell him to shecht the animal, he thinks it's my animal. Really, I'm a ganav. But I don't have a badge on my jacket that says ganav, right? It just says Shimon. I go over to Levi and I say, "Levi, I'm Shimon. You can shecht this animal for whatever you want, even if it's there, I don't care. I'm not machben." So, and there's no reason to think that Levi knows, you know, that Levi realizes that it's Reuven. Let's say that it was somehow clear that it was Reuven's cow. Let's say it was branded on the forehead, Reuven. So I give it to Levi, and Levi right away chaps what's going on over here, that this is stolen, he's dealing in stolen goods, that I'm a guy. Levi doesn't mind, he's not such a scrupulous guy. After all, he's an Eved Avodah Zarah. So he doesn't mind dealing with stolen items, but he knows, if the case would be that he knows it's a stolen item, then the whole case falls apart. Because then we go back to what the Gemara Chulin says, that when Levi says, "I'm doing this to worship the sun god," we wouldn't take him seriously because he's probably doing it to, again, we the last thing we want to believe is that a Jew is worshiping the sun god. So even though he says he is, he's probably just doing it to bother the owner. Shimon said he doesn't mind. Yeah, but maybe he's doing it to bother Reuben. If it says Reuben on the cow, so he's probably doing it to bother Reuben. And so again, the cow wouldn't become Treif, wouldn't become Aser, and it's a Shechita Ra'uya. And Shimon would be chayav dal dehei. So Tosafot says one last thing that I have to stick in to make this case work is that Levi doesn't know that it's Reuven's. It doesn't say Reuven on the cow. It's not branded. It's a regular cow. It looks like a regular cow. And Levi gets it from Shimon. And Shimon says, hi, I'm Shimon. This is my cow. And you can check this for me. So then we have no reason to think that Levi knows anything about Reuven. And if Shimon says, and I don't mind if you check it for Avodah Zarah, so then there can't be a Litzurika Mechavin. He can't be doing it to bother anyone. Because as far as he knows, there's only one person to bother. That's Shimon. And Shimon isn't bothered by Avodah Zarah. He told him that he's not bothered by Avodah Zarah. So then Levi can't be doing it to bother. So why is Levi doing it? Obviously to worship. It's a real worship. Ah, he's really going to worship Avodah Zarah. He asks it. And that's why it's Shechita Sheinu Ruya. So the Gemara, so back to the Gemara. That was the Gemara said that B'Shlomo, we have a very easy time understanding why Shar Niskal and Avodah Zarah are both the Shechita Sheinu Ruya. Shar Niskal, yeah, because the animal is Aser. So when you Shechita, it's Shechita Sheinu Ruya. Avodah Zarah, very complicated. Why is it Shechita Sheinu Ruya? Because when you shecht it, you're asering, even though it isn't yours, but you're doing a maisa, and there's a man to Omar, that when it's also by maisa, you can aser davar sheinu shalai. And even though by Yisrael, and we threw in, and you have to be Yisrael, otherwise you can't be a sheikhi. And even though by Yisrael, there's usually a presumption that Mitzurika Mechavin, but the case over here is that the Bailam, that the Ganav told him, it's fine with me if you do it Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that eliminates the motive of the Tzurika Mechavin. You can't be doing it to retire him if Shimon doesn't mind. So then he has to be doing it for real worship. And that's why it's chal of the shame of Avodah Zarah on the behema, and so is the Shechita Sheinu Ruya. So the Gemara says B'Shlama. We understand why this case, the case of Shechita Avodah Zarah, is the Shechita Sheinu Ruya because of this explanation that Rashi and Tosfos put together for us. Now, at the end of this Tosfos, the second to last step, right, the last step was where Tosfos threw in that Levi doesn't know anything about Reuven. The second to last step is where Tosfos says that Shimon told Levi that I don't mind. Now, why does Tosfos bring that in? What's the purpose over there? That Tosfos wants to establish that there's no possibility of Litzurika Mechavin. He can't be doing it to bother him. So he says the case is because he's not bothered. Now, there was a straightforward way for Tosfos to say this and a roundabout way. The straightforward way would have been that, right, again, Tosfos wants to establish that Levi can't be doing it to bother Shimon because Shimon doesn't mind. So Tosfos could have said that Shimon told Levi, go shechtel Avodah Zarah. Here, this is my cow, and I want you to shechtel Avodah Zarah. And if he would say that, then Levi goes and he shechtel Avodah Zarah. Obviously, he's not doing it to bother Shimon. That's what Shimon asked him to do, so it's not bothering him. That's almost what Tosfos says, but Tosfos just does it in a much more roundabout way. Tosfos, instead of saying that Shimon told him, shechtel Avodah Zarah, Tosfos says, Shimon told him, you could shecht it however you want, and even if it's Avodah Zarah, that's fine with me. It gets us to the same place. Right? For the purpose of this Tosfos, you know, one works as well as the other. I want you to do Avodah Zarah, I don't want you to do Avodah Zarah. They both accomplish the same thing, that it's not bothering right now. Now we know that Levi's not bothering Shimon. But it would have just been more straightforward to say, please shecht it Avodah Zarah. But Tosfos made a much longer case that I want you to shecht it, and you should do it however it makes you happy. And if it makes you happy to do a Avodah Zarah, you should do a Avodah Zarah. Why did Tosfos go behind his back, go out of his way to avoid saying that Shimon told Levi to shecht el Avodah Zarah? That's the ha'ara here on Tosfos. Why the extra step? Kishenoshen reshus l'shliach l'shchet kirtzeinoi v'afiu l'Avodah Zarah. That's a ha'ara on Tosfos. Put that ha'ara on Tosfos on hold. And take a look now in the Rambam. The Rambam that you have on the Rambam Kamishi, Parag Gimel of Hilchot Geneva Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, Asa shliach lishchot loi, v'shachat loi hashliach b'shabes. Harei aganav chayiv v'tashlumi arba v'chamisha. The Rambam says that in a case where made someone a shliach. Now this is, Rambam is really bringing down the Gemara that we didn't do yet. The Braisa has a third case of Sheikh B'Shabbos, but the Gemara says, yeah, that ends up going like a Das Yochid, and we don't pass like that, so therefore, in the case of the Sheikh B'Shabbos, the Maisi would be Chayav Dalvehe. So that's what the Rambam is bringing down. The Rambam is bringing down that if that in the case of Sheikh B'Shabbos, that whereas Sheikh Elabit is Zeram Patrim Dalvehe, but in the case of Sheikh B'Shabbos, Chayav Dalvehe. And the way the Rambam expresses it is, Asa Shliach Lishchait Loi, if I make a shliach to shecht my animal, v'shachat loy hashliach b'shabbos, and the shliach shechts it on Shabbos, harei aganav chayev et hashlumi arba chamisha. Then the ganav becomes chayev in dal v'hei, sharei zeh aganav loy also avoy misa's basin, because the ganav isn't chayev misa. If he would shecht it on Shabbos, he'd be chayev misa. So he wouldn't be chayev the knas, come and be rabbinim. But here, he didn't shecht it on Shabbos, somebody else shecht it on Shabbos, the kfar b'yarnu, and we've already established that for the knas of Dal Dehei, you don't have to do the ma'aseh yourself. If you have somebody else do it, you can still be chayev in Dal Dehei. So here, he had someone shechted, that's machayev him. He isn't chayev misa, so he has no patur of coming to Rambam, so he's going to be chayev Dal Dehei. But the Rambam, when he was introducing the case, he said, the Rambam had two lines. There was the instructions and the action. The instructions were lishchait loy, asa shliach lishchait loy. He told someone, "Could you shech this for me?" V'shachat loy hashliach b'Shabbos, and the shliach went and shechted it on Shabbos. In describing the action, the Rambam brings in that it was Shabbos, but when describing the instructions, the Rambam leaves out the Shabbos. The Rambam said, "I made a shliach to shecht, and the shliach shechted it on Shabbos, and in that case." Zak the Rambam, I'll be chayav kanas of dal v'hei. What about what I think would be a more straightforward case? If I made a shliach to shecht it on Shabbos, if I took the stolen animal and I said, "Could you go shecht this on Shabbos?" What would be the din? L'cheir, it's the same thing. It's not going to be. He goes and he shechts it on Shabbos. I'm not going to have a patur of coming rabbi minay because I wasn't mechal Shabbos. He was mechal Shabbos. I do have a mechayev of the knas of dal v'hei because dal v'hei is yesh shlichus v'arbeir for the knas of dal v'hei. So he shechts it. I should be chayev of knas of dal v'hei. I was Shabbos, yeah, but that's his aveir, so I don't have a turk from Ramine. So misvara, I would think that it doesn't really matter if I mention Shabbos or I didn't mention Shabbos. But the Rambam seems to be going out of his way. He has two loins and he mentions Shabbos in the second, not the first. The first line is the instructions. The second line is the action. And the Rambam only mentions Shabbos in the action, not the instructions. It's a haleidavru. It's a significant deed. There's a real omission of the word Shabbos in the instructions. Meaning, you hear the Rambam saying, he never told him to shecht it on Shabbos. Asa shliach lishchait loy. V'shachar ashliach b'Shabbos. He just told him, go shecht it. Kirtzoyne, whenever you want. And the shliach went and shechted it on Shabbos. It's very reminiscent of our Tosfos, right? Again, it's the same mystery. Why is he going out of his way like this? But just like in Tosfos, we saw that I didn't tell him to do it l'avei d'zara. I just told him, do it however you want. And he did it l'avei d'zara. The Rambam has the same idea, that I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. I told him to shecht it kutsoinai. And he went and shecht it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, why does the Rambam break it up like that and insist that I never told him to do it on Shabbos? Look at the Mishnah Melech. The Rambam is trying to give a case where I'm chayav, the knas of dal v'hei, even though ain't shlich dvar v'heira. Yet I didn't shecht it, my shliach shechted it. And usually we say ain't shlich dvar v'heira. Oh, but over here, we learn out from one of the three drushes, tvachim b'charai, oylav shliach, tachlav shliach, that this avera has shlichas. So if I have somebody shecht it for me, I can be chayav knas of dal v'hei. And even though it's Shabbos, that's not going to patter me because it's not my chayav misa, it's his chayav misa. So I can have a knas of dal v'hei. But zok the Mishnah Melech, that which there's shlichus l'dvar aveira for tvicha u'mechira, that's as long as the shlichus was just for one aveira, the aveira of tvicha u'mechira. I made him a shliach to shecht my stolen animal. which is, you might think, oh, we should immediately disqualify that shlichus, we ain't shlichus out there. But no, we learn out from mat mechir al de'achar, avtich al de'achar, or tachas labis shlech, or oilu labis shlech, that for this aveira, shlichus helps. But there are 612 other aveiras in the Torah for which shlichus doesn't help, or at least for most of them. Right? There's a general rule of ain't shlichus var aveira. So zot the Mishnah Melach, if the shlichus had another aveira mixed into it, there was the aveira of shechting the stolen animal, but it was also a shlichus on another aveira. If I was also making him a shliach on my chil Shabbos, well then the shlichus would become batal, because then we'd go revert to the rule of ein shlichus d'var aveira. Because when I make somebody shliach to be mechal Shabbos for me, ein shlichus d'var aveira. Right, if I tell somebody go build a house on Shabbos for me, it's not as if I built the house, because ain't shlichus d'var aveira. So if I tell somebody to go shecht an animal on Shabbos for me, it's not as if I shecht it, because ain't shlichus d'var aveira. Zot the Mishnah Melach. Let's say I send somebody to shecht an animal on Shabbos, and that shechita has two areas of significance in halacha. It's significant because it's Shabbos, and shechita is a malacha. And it's also significant because it's a stolen animal, and tzvicha is a machayev of a knas. Well, once I'm sending him as my shliach to be mechal Shabbos, and we say ain't shlichus d'var aveira, that's mivatal the whole shlichus. So now I don't have a tzvicha. Now I don't have a machayev of the knas either, because even though for the machayev of the knas shlichus helps, but that's only if it's a shlichus that doesn't have anything else puzzling it. But if it's a shlichus to be mechal Shabbos, so then it ain't shlichus d'var aveira, and the shlichus. Now he's not my shliach anymore, because for an aveira you can't have a shliach. Once I mention some other aveira in the shlichos, then that's going to be mevatel the shlichos. So therefore the Rambam went out of his way to say, I made him a shliach. He shechted it on Shabbos. That's okay, fine, he shechted it, but that wasn't as my shliach. That aveira wasn't part of the shlichos. That aveira was of his own volition. I didn't mind, but I never asked him to do it. So he wasn't my shlich on that, so therefore it can't be mevatel shlichus. The only aveira in the shlichus is that he's shechting my stolen animal, and on that aveira, shlichus helps, right? That we have a special gzeiras hakotzva. On that we don't say shlichus aveira. So then the shlichus is a good shlichus, and I'm kind of knas adal v'hei. But if I had told him go shecht it on Shabbos, so I'd be making him a shliach on that second aveira, on the chil Shabbos. But on chil Shabbos there is no shlichus. So if I make somebody a shliach to mechal Shabbos, for me the shlichus is not chal. So he's not my shliach. If he's not my shliach, I'm not going to mechayev knas adal v'hei. Says that the Mishnah Melach says the Rambam is very meduyik. He uses a lashon betachlis hadiktok. He says it's as precise as can be. This Rambam, that which the Rambam said that also shliach lishchait v'shachet loy v'shabbos. I didn't make him a shliach to shechet on Shabbos. I made him a shliach lishchait and he shechted on Shabbos. So there's no Shabbos in the shlichus. There's no chilul Shabbos in the shlichus. So therefore, it's not mevatel the shlichus. If there was a chilul Shabbos in the shlichus, like we're saying shlichus aveira, that would be mevatel the shlichus. So one last second. So coming back to Tosfos, that's what's going on in Tosfos also. That's why Tosfos says the Shaar HaMelech makes this diuk in Tosfos. Tosfos says kishenotzan rishus l'shliach lishchait kirtzeinai v'afilu l'avidizara. Shimon told Levi, I have this cow, I want the head off, I want it shechted, but I don't care how you do the shechita. You want to do it in the church, that's fine with me also, I just want you to shecht it. Why don't they just say, do me a favor, go shecht the Slavai Dezara, because if you would do that, then we'd say ancient shlichus v'aveira. Because once the Avai Dezara is part of the shlichus, so then it's a shlichus l'aveira, but we're about to the shlichus. I wouldn't have a mechayev of dal v'hei anymore. And even Rameir would hold that you're potter. It wouldn't be a good shot in the brisa. It has to be a case where there's no other aveira in the shlichus. He's shechting a lavay dezara, but it wasn't part of the shlichus. But Tosfos is stuck. Yeah, but if he wasn't authorized to do a lavay dezara, then maybe he's doing it to be mitzarami. So Tosfos has to go very roundabout and say, well, even though it wasn't part of the shlichus, but it wasn't against my wishes because I told him I don't mind. Kirtzeinai v'afilu lavay dezara, which is a funny thing to say. But Tosfos says that has to be the case. Because again, if I didn't tell him that it's fine with me, then we would say the tzurik mechavin. If I told him do a lavay dezara, then it would be shlichus v'aveira, and the whole shlichus would be batal. So that's why Tosfos has to make this in between case that I told him to do a kirtzeinai v'afilu lavay dezara, and it doesn't bother me. Okay, this is we're going to stop here. This Mishnah Melach is a big part of the sugya. We are continuing with this Mishnah next week. Make sure to chazer over all of you. Make sure to chazer over this Mishnah Melach. Have the cheshbon that he's making in the Rambam clear, and we'll take it further next week in this Mishnah.
The Sharam
Melech? Welcome. The Sharam Melech is, the Sharam Melech is coming, he's working with the Mishnah Melech Shekel Torah, and he's just saying that in Tesis is Meduyik like the Mishnah Melech. Everyone talks about this Mishnah Melech, that's a well known piece.
Didn't have a call if you couldn't figure out.
Mishnah Melech and Tosos.